Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of Bespeaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. And we are so excited to bring you a guest that I wanted to actually interview since last year. And his name is Brian Kelly. And you all know Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line. And now he is a solo artist as well. Welcome to the podcast, Brian. So glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I know we've been trying to make this happen for a while, and it's good to see you, and thanks for the time today.
You're so welcome. So I saw you, what, last week? You were heading out on the Brittany Marie, right? Where'd you end up going? Did you go back home?
Well, we actually had, that day that you saw us, we had Boat Trader, the company, a couple of their videographers come do a little segment on our boat, and we kind of showed them our neck of the woods, and did like a little feature. I kind of name dropped Boat Trader in one of my songs, Highway on the Water. And hey, can we come do a little feature on you and the boat and come kind of show us around? And so we just did a little sunset booze cruise and in a little interview. So it was cool.
So cool. Well, you're in Nashville right now too. And how many times a year do you and Brittany go back and forth between Nashville and the beach anyway? Is it like a lot?
You know, I'd probably say once or twice a month we're back in Nashville for a day or two or three at a time here and there. Yeah, but we're mostly in Florida and posted up there. Yeah.
Well, see, what made you both move to the beach anyway? I don't know that.
I grew up in Ormond Beach, Florida on the East Coast. And, you know, we grew up vacationing in the Panhandle. We'd go to Panama City and vacation there pretty much every summer. My dad was a distributor for Hawaiian Tropic way back in the day. So his accounts came all the way down to Panama City, and he would work like half a day and then meet up with me, my mom, and my sister at the pool or the beach like the second half of the day. So he would do like a half work, half vacation situation. And Brittany's Nana brought her to Panama City, Apalachicola growing up. And so I'm obviously a Florida boy, tried and true. So it was always a dream of mine to be able to make enough money at some point after chasing some dreams to buy some dirt and live in Florida and make that home base. It was very important for me. It was a lifelong dream to be able to do that. And Brittany and I, we started going down to 30A together in summer of 2013. And we really fell in love not only with the area, but we literally fell in love with each other down there at that time. So it holds a very special place to us and just a beautiful place. And Florida, alongside Brittany, is just one of my greatest muses. So it's a lovely place. All the different really cool places in Florida, from the Panhandle to the middle of the state, all the way down the Gulf Coast to Tampa, Naples, the Everglades. I love the East Coast, all the history of the East Coast and the Keys. And it's just such an amazing place. It has so much to offer, so many activities and, you know, fisheries. And it's just a lifelong dream of mine to be able to have a spot in Florida.
Well, we love having you here. You're so great for the community. And speaking of muses, like, I would definitely say that your new record, Sunshine State of Mind, is definitely celebrating like the beach. And Brittany are definitely your muse for that. And I cannot believe how prolific your songwriting is. And how long did it take for you to write 17 songs?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. This process for me started, the first song I wrote for this project was last year, the day before my birthday, August 25th. I wrote Boat Names, and which is the first song on the album. And that, right when I wrote that, I knew something was different. I'd taken some time off to do some soul searching. And, you know, I was keeping myself busy with getting my arm back in shape. I'd taken some time away off of music. Me and Tyler in May had turned in our fifth record. And so we were kind of celebrating that. Me and Brittany were hanging out a lot. I was fishing a bunch. And I was also just kind of working on myself, my physical, mental health. I was getting up early, journaling, working dogs, and just honestly trying to figure out what the next steps in my part of my life were going to be. You know, I was taking it day by day with the pandemic, hoping they would say, hey, this is a joke. We're actually going to do concerts now, but that never happened. So I circled back to really, really I think finding myself and falling in love with music, songwriting, my artistry again. And the day I wrote Boat Names, it was the anchor and the guiding light for what was to come in this whole project. And so every song is, all 17 songs are less than a year old at this point right now, and they're all new. They're all from a season and chapter of life. And
Right. The first one I heard was Beach Cowboy, which I thought was like so cool. And I listened to it 5 times over and over again, saying, like, this is a new sound. It feels really new and fresh to me and something that I hadn't heard before, which is why I kept listening to it over and over again, trying to figure out, like, what am I hearing here? And I mean this very complimentary when I'm about to say this to you, but to me, after I listened to it 5 times, I'm like, oh, I think I love this song because it's kind of like a little country mixed with a little disco. Like I'm totally like digging that because it was like fun and light and just like not taking yourself too seriously, but it had so much joy in it. And that is what I thought from it. And so it really turned my head because it's hard in this world that we live in to be new. And I think it's so new. And like that like is such a compliment to a creative person, I think, when you're doing something new. And I absolutely loved it. And then I loved the video. I thought that was great too. And you look really good. But it was you were so comfortable with it. And obviously they were your surroundings and that you loved it. But the authenticity of it is also very different because you can tell it's very authentic and that it's not like a shtick, hey, I'm at the beach, you know, because it is where you live and it is what you love. So to say that you did that in under, you know, a year is pretty outstanding. And did you write it all here at the beach?
I wrote a couple songs in Franklin, Tennessee, when me and Brittany were there early in like September. We were there for a little quick trip. But the majority of the songs were either written in 30A in Florida, or I wrote probably three or four down in Key West, actually, at Jimmy Buffett's studio. We were down there fishing,
Oh, cool.
recording, writing. And, I'm really thankful to have written all, be a co-writer on all these songs. And I really attribute these songs to my collaborators and co-writers. Really just, they dove into BK world head first with me, we were just living these songs out. And, I kind of, out of those 17 songs, I'd say other than probably two or three titles, all of those songs and titles were my ideas. And I don't say that to boast. I only say that to say I learned a lot and about songwriting, even more than I thought I would, this doing this solo record, because I kind of figured out a formula that worked for me. I would kind of get titles would come to me, and I would journal them. I'd write and mess with them and write some ideas, anything that would come to mind on how I would write that song. And I would just kind of save them and pinpoint my little small circle of co-writers who I'd want to write it with. And I already knew by the title that I would cut the song if we wrote it good enough, And so at that point, it's just like you kind of just talk about how you'd write it, and then we'd write it, and then I'd have a song that I would record. And so I felt a lot of freedom, really, truly having an outlet to write for myself. I've had some success over the years. I'm very, very blessed and lucky to have some outside songs cut and recorded by other artists. And I love that piece of being a songwriter, but blending the songwriter world and the artist world of mine together, it was really getting hard to get outside cuts. And you're wondering, well, would so and so say this, or I don't think they'd say this. And so when it came time to write for me, it almost felt like the easiest thing in the world, because I'm like, well, I'll just say it like this, or I'd say it like that, because it's my music. And so I just found a lot of joy and freedom and new layers of songwriting and creativity that I've never experienced before. It's like a whole new world. And so I'm just
And you
a
have
lot
so
of
many good, reviews too. Like definitely, like the day or two after it came out, you got great reviews on it, which I'm sure you're really happy about that too. Even though, you loved what you did, and I think as a creative person, you should only care about you loving what you do, not necessarily like looking for the endorsement of others. But in your business, selling music, obviously that's like a byproduct of it, But yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, it sounds so fresh.
Thank you.
And so new. And your voice is amazing.
I
And I
appreciate
love hearing it. The Florida Georgia Line, obviously you're so successful, together as a duo band. And I actually got to hear you 2 years ago today at the Dos Equis Theater. Can you believe that? And
Yeah.
that was a cool venue.
Heck
And
yeah.
do you like that venue? I mean, I just thought it was, really nice, and it was
Where was that
complete.
venue at?
In
Oh,
Dallas,
yeah,
Texas,
Dallas.
Dos
Oh, yeah.
Equis. Yeah, I think, it was a really great venue, and I was amazed at, your showmanship and everything there. And you guys are just amazing. And your crowd, your audience and your fans are like kind of like a different group of people than different concerts that I've been to before. I felt really, safe and happy. And I don't know if you notice that from your fans, like all the time when you're playing out, but it was just like,
Yeah, I think
I felt like
it's
church a little
on.
bit
I
to me,
agree. I feel
actually.
like we've over the years of our fans growing and getting to know our fans, we hear stories. You'll meet people through meet and greet lines and different things where fans will meet other fans and then they begin like a lifelong friendship because of our music. And then it's just crazy the connection and layers and that's what I think. That energy and that vibe and that positivity, those frequencies, all those people showing up at our shows, it's unreal. I'm with you. It does feel there's moments of our show that feel like a worship service.
They do. Yeah, I was amazed. I'm like, oh, this should be church instead of church, because it felt more like it's something that it's supposed to be. And I was just totally blown away, especially when you guys sang your song, Holy. I thought that was just like so amazing, what you're doing. So now how are you merging your Florida Georgia Line duo with your doing solo and then Tyler and then all the other entrepreneurial ventures that you have? How are you staying so like beach cool when you've got like that much stuff going on? Like, how are you doing that?
I think I think just trying to make sure that I am doing what I know is gonna, allow me to stay clear-headed and focused. And that's getting up early, having some routine, trying to stay mentally, physically healthy and on point and just being happy. We've got a really great team. So anything we're doing, we've got a great team when it comes to like our publishing company, our little record label, Round Here Records, and even being a part of Oyster City, the team,
Yes.
everybody there is just absolutely crushing it and on fire. So I would attribute a lot of that to a lot of my chillness to kind of taking care of myself, but also we have a great team and it takes a
Right.
great team and a family to make sure things are running at a high efficiency level. And so and
That's
right now I
amazing.
don't think we're adding too much more on our plate. I'm really focused on my solo outlet and FGL touring here this fall. I can't wait to get back on the road and do our thing and see what kind of songs we come up with on the road. And I'm
Right.
sure that's going to be a whole new season and chapter of life sonically.
That's going to feel really different from you being like, grounded for so long, going back out again. I wonder what that's going to feel like because, you were in such a groove, like that was your life, touring and coming back and resting and everything. So that's like a whole other world. Like I feel like we're all getting back out and into the world again. It feels kind of like a boomerang effect where now that we're back out again, it seems like everything's going way faster than it went before. So it's a little like I always feel like I'm catching up with myself or trying to catch up with myself because there were parts of COVID that I liked and that was the not running 100 miles an hour part 24 hours a day. But yeah, well this is amazing and I love your voice. I told you that when I saw you last week or the week before. But your voice, like just being able to hear it like on so many different it just solo. I mean that's what solo's artistry is all about too, where you're really expressing yourself. But hats off to you. I think it is so good and so amazing, and I'm so happy that that ended up happening, for you. So it's really, really good. And then Tribe Kelly, you and Brittany are still cooking in the Tribe Kelly, and that's doing really well too.
Yeah, she is she's on fire with Tribe Kelly and she's I'm thankful to be along for the journey of that one. She is the boss lady and just she's got such a clear cut vision of where she wants to go with that brand. And I'm thankful to just be alongside her and watch her just be a boss every single day and be in the details, be entangled in all the details and all the, she could probably tell you I'm not joking. Like, what was the name of the last order of somebody that ordered? She checks every email. I mean, she knows exactly what's going on, who's getting what, where it's headed, and it's inspiring, the attention to detail, how much she cares. And
Yeah, and how good, and the quality of your lines and everything are just amazing, and how they're made in America, and just everything that you stand for,
thank you.
So doing a little research, I didn't know you were a baseball player,
Yeah.
and that's amazing too. So I always like to ask people that are on the podcast, like, to give some words of wisdom or some inspiration or motivation to the people that are listening and watching. And because both you and Brittany are doing so many different things, and then obviously you have immense gifts, sport baseball, and then, like, segueing into music with you and Tyler meeting at college and all that, and then all the other things that you're doing right now. So if you can give some words of wisdom to somebody about, like, how to follow their dreams, when life gives you failures or setbacks, which it does all the time, like, how do you overcome that? And, like, just share some of your insight. I think it's always good to be able to do that, to help lift others,
I would say, if you feel like you've got a dream or a vision inside your heart, your soul, your mind, and things are churning, to me, I often think about it, you just got to go for it. And I know that's not easy, and sometimes it seems like the hardest thing to do, but you just got to go for it. And those little bit of, those moments, a little bit of fear or anxiety or whatever it is, you just got to get past that and use that as motivation. I often think about how scary this one thought is, how different my world and our worlds, me and Tyler both, and everybody's worlds would be if I didn't take a chance to move to Nashville. You know what I'm saying? It's those decisions right there. We wouldn't be having this conversation probably. Maybe I would have ended up there or somehow, but it's following your gut. It's like, hey, I wonder if I just moved to Nashville and just freaking tried it, and then you get there, and then there's little signs, you meet somebody along the way, and you're networking, thank you, write a song here and somebody likes it there, or whatever, maybe it's playing professional baseball or being a real estate agent, whatever it is. You're gonna hear no, and there are gonna be moments where it's not easy. But that's where you shape yourself. That's where you fine tune. That's where you're refined through the fire, and you come out stronger, and you have lessons, and you have something to stand on, so, me and Tyler ran around Nashville for a couple of years before we even had a publishing deal or anything going, and we heard a lot of no's, but you take that and you use that and just keep showing up, keep trying, keep the hustle, keep the mindset of, hey, I'm going to win. And I think it's a little bit of a athlete's mentality and mindset of, no matter what the world or anybody tells me, I'm going to win. I'm going to show up, and I might lose today, but the long game, I'm playing for the long game, and I'm playing for a W. So just keep focused, surround yourself with great people. You are who you're around. That couldn't be more true. And so, look for, if you can find some mentors, some people that know more than you, that are willing to invest in you and put some time into helping teach you. I feel like Nashville is such a great place, and I know me and Tyler were both very lucky to get in some rooms early on with great songwriters, and just being a sponge and soaking up and learning as much as we can. And BMI, is a performing rights organization here that works with songwriters. And they really helped getting me and Tyler into the community and help kind of guide us. And so it takes an army, it takes a group of people to believe in you. But I do believe it starts with yourself. If you can't walk through that door that's been open for you, nobody else will. So you've got to be able to see an opportunity, or one synchronicity. I'm a big believer. If you have a dream of being a, whatever it may be, and you have little synchronicities in your life, little things that keep kind of coming up, and you're like, oh, I wonder if that's, I feel like that's the universe slash God saying, well, how bad do you want it? I'm teeing one up for you right here. Just kind of go keep showing up or whatever, and kind of put the dots together. And that's what we've done, and I've done in my career, is just kind of follow my gut. And life isn't always sunshine and butterflies. There's a lot of grit and a lot of hustle and a lot of hard work that comes with it. So yeah, I would just say stick with it and keep hustling.
Thank you so much. Well, we're so excited for you. So the date is June 25th, the big release. And I wish you so much success with it. And let me ask you, is there one favorite song that you have on the album?
Yeah, I would say Boat Names is my favorite. And you know, I mentioned earlier it was the first song I wrote for this project, but and I didn't mention this earlier, but there was one moment where, you know, it was the day before my birthday, my publisher hit me up and I was like, man, do I really want to write the day before my birthday? I might be, you know, at the beach or whatever. And I had to kind of slap myself and I go, if I want this to happen, if I want songs that I can sing and that mean something to me, then I'm going to have to show up and be a part of writing that. You know, if
Right.
I want it, I'm going to have to go do it. And so
Good
I just,
move.
you know, I just kind of went and made it happen. And you know, we wrote a great song that day. And again, Parker Welling and Casey Brown, they're great songwriters. And just everything kind of, our worlds kind of collided and we wrote that song. It's about Brittany. It's a love song. It's an everyday man's kind of love song prayer about saying, hey baby, one of these days I'm gonna put your name on the back of a boat. You know, I guess I'm kind of a hopeless romantic. I just think that's the coolest thing. You know,
It
I spent a lot of time in Apalachicola and they've got,
is.
you know, like really cool boat names over there, like old, like Marianne and just these really cool, you know, names after women, and I just think you know, a boat name says a lot about a person in a boat, and it has a lot of stories. So that song for me, you know, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have all these songs and that song, and just it's a reminder to me to just keep showing up and keep trying and keep, because there can be some anxiety around, you know, for real, as us as creatives and artists, hey, do I still have it? Am I going to keep showing up with good ideas? Am I going to, you know, all these things, is because you want to show up and bring an A game. You want hits, you want great songs. But at the end of the day, I learned even more. So trust myself, trust the process, and go with the flow.
Well, I'm sitting in here interviewing you in the place that I told you about when I bumped into you and Brittany last week, Sowell House. So when you come back downtown, you got to check it out. It's cool.
It looks like a cool place. When I saw the wide shot earlier, I was like, dang, where is she?
Dang. Yeah, there. All right, Brian, thank you so much. I can't wait for everybody to hear your songs, buy it, and for the 25th, the big debut of Sunshine State of Mind. You gotta get it, and it's so good, and Brian's awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody for watching V Speaks, listening to V Speaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. And you gave us lots of keys and pearls of wisdom. And I thank you for your time so much, Brian. Have a great day.
Thanks for being so sweet and all the support. And I'm so grateful for all the good vibes and your kind words. And I don't take that lightly. I'm so thankful to be here and have this moment.
You're a great guy. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Right into town on my two-wheel steel horns, rolling on in like a storm on the Gulf Coast. Wherever them north winds blow, in them big white caps, that's where I hang my hat. Yeah, they call me big.